Welcome to Leadership Moment with Dr. Max Oluba. This program has been designed to help you in your leadership journey to improve your leadership effectiveness. I have distilled the most important qualities of leadership into their essence, and every week on this radio station, I'll be sharing them with you. I'm your host and leadership coach, Dr. Maxwell Labar. My goal is to help you become a better leader. As Stephen Covey once said, you can become an island of excellence in a sea of mediocrity. The goal of this program is to make you, my listener, an island of leadership excellence, to help you lead effectively, because we know that there's a challenge of leadership excellence in the world. Have you ever wondered what the base rate of managerial ineffectiveness is? Various studies have put the base rate of managerial ineffectiveness at 75%. What does it mean? It means that only one in four people in leadership positions know what it means to lead and are leading effectively. A quick way to test this is to ask yourself, how many leaders have you worked for in the past? And how many of those leaders would you be willing to work for currently or in the future? Or another way to test this is to ask yourself, how many of the governors in Nigeria are effective? There are 36 governors in Nigeria. How many of them are effective? What is the lesson? The lesson here is that many people in leadership positions do not know how to lead, partly because they have not been prepared for such positions before being entrusted with the responsibility of leading others. R. T. Hogan of Hogan Assessment Systems said, and I quote, "If you put on a blindfold and throw a dart at the map of the world, then there is a 70% chance that whatever country that dart lands on is run by some form of dictatorship." And I agree. That is why I'm here as your radio leadership coach, to help you improve on your leadership effectiveness and reduce the base rate of managerial ineffectiveness in Nigeria as a nation. I have a degree in leadership and strategy from London Business School, and I've been privileged to teach leadership in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Cameroon, in Senegal, in Cote d'Ivoire, in Zambia, in Kenya, in Liberia, and in Dubai. I'm also the author of The Alphabet of Leadership, the A to Z of improving your leadership effectiveness, and I also happen to pastor a church called the Leadership Church. So this is my own way of giving back to society. As an introduction today, we'll be talking about the importance of leadership, or why leadership. I believe that leadership is the single most important challenge facing organizations and nations today. No wonder millions of dollars are spent each year in various leadership development programs. I personally believe that no other topic in life is as important as this topic of leadership, because no other topic determines the future and existence of the human race as the topic of leadership. Leadership determines whether nations will be ruled by dictators, will become tourist destinations, or ravaged by wars. Whether they will experience economic prosperity or become a failed state is a function of leadership. Many centuries ago, Israel's wisest king observed that you can predict the future of a group of people looking at the quality of its leadership. That is, it is leadership, not natural resources, location, geography, or even human resources that determine the future of a nation, organization, or team. He said, and I quote, "Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles and your princes feast at the proper time for strength and not for drunkenness." Woe means mystery, sorrow, distress, sadness, unhappiness. I call it weep. So woe means weep for that land. And I say weep for that nation, state, organization, when its leader is a child. Did you notice that Israel's wisest king connected the state of the land with the type and the quality of its leader? Therefore, we can draw a lesson here that there is a direct relationship between the state of the land and the quality of leadership. Because I see leadership as the prism through which you can view and predict the future of any nation, organization, or team. Put in another way, no nation or organization can be greater than the quality of its leadership. Leadership determines whether potential will be harnessed and converted into performance. For example, Africa is home to 30% of the world's recoverable natural resources. If Africa is home to 30% of the world's recoverable natural resources, it means that Africa should be the most developed continent in the world based on natural resources. But alas, Africa is the last continent in the world based on GDP per capita as of 2016. Africa is ranked number 6. Number 1 is North America with a GDP of $37,500 approximately. Number 2 is Oceania with $35,000. Number 3 is Europe with almost $26,000. Number 4 is South America with $8,500. Number 5 is Asia with $5,600. And Africa is $1,800. The world's average is $10,300. Africa, the continent with the most resources, is 5 times below the world's average. What a pity. The lesson is clear. It is not natural resources that determines the greatness of a continent or a nation, but the quality of its leadership. Leadership determines whether a group of people, a nation, or even a generation will fulfill the promise of their potential. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child and your princes feast in the morning. We can draw another lesson here by saying that resources minus leadership is equal to waste. Africa is blessed with resources, but because of the absence of leadership, the potential of the continent of Africa has been wasted. John Greenleaf Whittier, an advocate of the abolition of slavery in the United States in the 19th century, said, "Of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are this: it might have been." It might have been is the concept of wasted potential and destroyed futures. Every time a company files for bankruptcy, every time a team fails to maximize its potential, every time a nation is struggling to harness the potential of its natural resources, we see the concept of it might have been. Unknown to many of us, leadership writes not only our collective future, but also our individual futures. By being born into an oppressive regime like North Korea, for example, people's futures have been written, except something extraordinary happens. What is the difference between North Korea and South Korea? A people with basically the same history, culture, and heredity, but separated by the Korean War in the 50s. The North followed communism and the South democratic principles. The effect of the separation is like the difference between night and day. Many multi-billion dollar industries have arisen from South Korea. How many do we know from North Korea? No other factor shapes the future of a generation like the subject of leadership. No other factor determines whether a group of people would fulfill the promise of their potential as leadership. I am Dr. Maxwell Oba. Next week, we'll build on this concept of leadership by talking about the leadership attitude that guarantees greatness. You can connect with me on my Instagram and Twitter handles at Maxwell Oba, or send SMS only to 0813-447-4442. 0813-447-4442. Till I come your way again, same time on this station next week. Remember, no nation or organization or team can be greater than the quality of its leadership. God bless you.